Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and our new chief of staff. I am Rick Northrup. I oversee the Wildlife Habitat Bureau for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can,
Mr. Northrup. Thank you. So I will proceed. We've got six habitat topics this morning. I'll proceed with the Garrity Mountain Stumptown Addition. The Garrity Mountain Wildlife Management Area is just west of Augusta, not Augusta. It's in region two anyway, along the Warm Springs Creek. And that's a 9,000 acre wildlife management area. The property that we are asking for approval of, which was endorsed back in August of last year, is about 600 acres. It has Warm Springs Creek flowing through it. The property serves as elk and deer winter range and also provides summer bighorn sheep habitat, as well as a variety of other game and non-game species that the property supports. It's abutted against the wildlife management area on two different sides. And it really serves as a pretty natural extension of the wildlife management area. And it does have a potential threat, quite a potential threat. It's already been divided for housing development, which not only would impact the property itself, but it would have impacts on the wildlife management area if that were to occur. The property also has quite a bit of value in terms of hunting and fishing opportunities and other wildlife-related recreation. The asking price is $1,740,600. And this is a project that was initiated by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And there are a number of contributors toward this project: the Elk Foundation, the Montana Fish and Wildlife Conservation Trust. It has committed funding toward this, and the Habitat Montana program would also be used to support this project. But the lion's share of funding for this would be from the Department of Justice Natural Resource Damage Program. I think they've committed somewhere around $1.4, $1.5 million toward this. And as well, they are, I believe, have committed some funding toward helping set up this this property to get it closer to our management standards. So we have a little bit of help on that as well. There was an environmental assessment completed for this project, and there were 18 comments received. 14 of those were in support. Of those 14, there were three groups represented: the George Grant Chapter of Trout Unlimited, the Anaconda Sportsman's Club, and the Montana Wildlife Federation. There were three comments opposed to the project, and I'll try and just briefly sum up what the opposition involved. There was concern about keeping the public out during the winter period. This is elk winter range, elk and deer winter range, and so we would treat this as we do the other parts of the Garrity Mountain Wildlife Management Area or other big game winter ranges, where typically that would be closed from December 1st through May 15th. There was concern expressed about government ownership of the property, concerns about weeds in the area, wildfire concerns. There was a perception stated, I think, in one of the comments that this would be taken out of the tax rolls, which, as discussed earlier, that is not the case for all fee title lands that fish and wildlife lands. We pay taxes equivalent to what a private landowner would pay. There were concerns expressed about with the closure and a mountain lion, inability to hunt mountain lions during the public closure, and as well concerns expressed about public abuses of public lands, trash, etc. One comment was received that didn't express a particular position. Prior to the public comment period during scoping, the Anaconda Deer Lodge County Commission expressed support for the for this particular acquisition, and we believe that we can address the concerns that were expressed, and frankly, one of those sets of concerns was from a neighboring property owner, and we look forward to working with that individual to further understand those concerns and address them directly. So it is the department is recommending that we that the commission support final approval of this project. It would expand a conservation footprint of the wildlife management area, as well as avoid development adjacent to the wildlife management area. And we would like to thank the landowner, Ray Dvorak, and all the funding partners here for their patience as we work through this process. And if the commission does approve this today, we anticipate that this would go to the land board in July. I'm glad to take any comments.
Thank you. Do I have a motion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the commission approve FWP's purchase of the Stumptown Addition to Garrity Mountain Wildlife Management Area as proposed.
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Questions or comments from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to comment that this is exactly the type of piece that we should be looking at, because it does butt up against other wildlife management areas. And I'm very appreciative of the landowner and the department working on this type of a project.
Yeah, I would just add, Mr. Chairman, that the other partners in this project, you know, have been very helpful in helping with money and advice otherwise. So it is a community effort in a larger sense.
Mr. Chairman, I've heard some great comments from people that have been involved. This grassroots sportsmen and women are very excited about this. So I'm happy to see this progress, and appreciate all the work that all the people assisting the department in acquiring this have put in.
I'd certainly like to echo all those comments. And, you know, Rich makes a very good point that these are the best types of acquisitions when we're expanding to what we have with willing landowners. I think we'd be remiss too if we didn't acknowledge the efforts of all those folks that went into securing funding through the Natural Resource Damage Program. We have been able to utilize those funds for their intended purposes of making up for some of the harms that were caused to this great state over time. This is a great use of those funds. And so all those policymakers and activists that were able to secure that, all Montanans owe them a debt of thanks. I'm going to put this out for public comment. So Shauna, do we have anybody queued up to comment on this acquisition?
Chairman, we have five comments waiting.
Wonderful. I think everybody knows what to do by now, so let's just go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, and members of the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission. This is Mike Mueller, a lands program manager with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Of course, I want to take a minute just to comment and ask for your support. Just thanks for considering this great project opportunity and partnership, and I appreciate all the comments that you've already mentioned. I too want to thank and recognize NRDP and the staff and Citizens Advisory Board and all the folks involved there for their great support on this project and their partnership. And then again, as usual, just a great time working with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks staff. They're so professional. Julie Gala, Tori Ritter, Martin Belukas, Bill Shank, Rick, and all the other Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Region 2 staff. So just a little background, the Montana Fish Hauling Parks, Army F, Forest Service, and NRDP, if you'll remember, we have a long history of conservation in this area, and if you'll recall, the 32,000-acre watershed project we completed together in early 2002 resulted in the creation of the Garrity Wildlife Management Area. Sometimes we forget about these past partnerships and the great things that have happened. The benefits from that project and to the public from that historic project, boy, they're just impossible to measure. So it does seem appropriate that we're considering this new addition to Garrity WMA. And I do want to give a shout out to the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Conservation Trust, too, for supporting this project. They've been such great partners on our projects. And like you all already did, I also want to thank Ray and Roberta Dvorak just for their vision and patience through this process and giving us a chance to conserve these family lands. As you guys mentioned and Rick mentioned, due to the location and the threat of subdivision that was already occurring, the Elk Foundation moved really fast and worked together with the Dvorak family to complete a purchase option and put some non-refundable money down on the property to give us this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So Rick did a great job with the summary, just high-priority, diverse landscape there, consistent of really healthy wildlife, fish, aquatic, and riparian habitats that we can conserve and put into public ownership together. And also, thanks to the Dvorak family for their great stewardship. This Warm Spring Creek that runs through it, I'm real excited about the discussion there where families and the next generations could maybe enjoy the outdoors right there with the Stumptown Road going right by it. That could maybe provide some great year-round benefits depending on how the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks management decision goes. But we're just looking forward to completing this project because it would increase the Garrity WMA by about 6% and provide a lot of new recreational opportunities and protect some open space and view for years to come. So we look at this as a public access project too, very strongly, with not only the 600 acres that'll become public access. From our look at it, it looks like we'll improve public access to about 2,000 acres, commissioners, of surrounding state land. So I was also real excited to see the strong support for the project, and we are pleased that the county commission came on board to support the project. So we just ask for your support, and I thank you again, and we look forward to completing the project this summer with your support and even celebrating with you. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mueller, and of course a great thanks to RM Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for once again, you know, putting some money on the table to help us tide over while we got pieces together, and it's so valuable and so appreciated. Mr. Givock, I see that you're up.
Thanks, Chairman and members of the commission. I realized that my problem earlier was my face had touched the mute button on my own phone, so you guys are doing everything fine. But this is Nick Givock with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I'll just come in with a me too. We want to thank the Elk Foundation and all the partners as well. And we really are appreciative of landowners like this who stick with us. We know how difficult and challenging it is to put together a land deal. So I totally agree with Commissioner Stuker that these are the kind of lands we should be looking at, and the wildlife values of this are outstanding. So this is just a hearty me too from the Wildlife Federation. We support this, and hopefully we can get this done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Givock. Further comment?
Mr. King. Hi, this is Mitch King with Montana's Outdoor Legacy Foundation. And as you all know, we're the trust manager for Montana Fish Wildlife Conservation Trust. As Rick mentioned, the trust is a financial partner in this project, and we fully support it. And all of the great things that have been said, we just say me too on that as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. King. Appreciate all your work as well. Further comment?
Sean from the Anaconda. This is Chris Marchand from the Anaconda Sportsman's Club. We were one of the first people that Mike Mueller contacted from the Elk Foundation when this project started. And so we've been involved from the beginning. You know, we have a long history of trying to protect these lands around Anaconda. We were involved in the watershed purchase and the Brickley addition and other additions that the Elk Foundation has been so critical in helping us put together. And we really want to thank the landowner and the Elk Foundation for given us this opportunity. It's a great piece of habitat, and as Mr. Mueller pointed out, I think the access down on Warm Springs Creek is really something unique. It's something that we don't get all the time, and it will be a real benefit to the city of Anaconda and to the county of Deer Lodge for recreation, for youth and people that'll be right on the border. I want to thank also the department, Tori Ritter and Martin Beluca, who really did a great effort. This was a different project because of the kind of landscape that it had, the issues that were involved in it, and we put a lot of challenging comments out there for them to consider, and they did a great job, and I want to thank them for their engagement and all of the parties that were interested in this, and thank the comments of the commission on this. This is a great project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marchand. Appreciate you being here today. Further public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Clayton Elliott with Montana Trout Unlimited wanted to offer our support as well. We've been active and engaged on this both through our chapter, the George Grant chapter of Trout Unlimited, and with our partners at National TE throughout this project, with NRD staff, FWP staff, with the Upper Clark Fork River Basin Remediation and Restoration Advisory Council, all through the process. Just wanted to highlight the importance of Warm Springs Creek and the opportunity for mitigation here within the entire Upper Clark Fork Basin. It's an important fisheries benefit as a tributary in the Upper Clark Fork. Again, we'll be brief and just wanted to say we also support this project. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Further public comment.
Chairman and members of the commission, Noah Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, with Montana Wilderness Association. I just wanted to quickly say MWA is in support of this addition. Wildlife Habitat Protection and Recreation Access are going to significantly improve with this acquisition, and we just want to thank all of the partners for their tireless efforts on this project. And I'd just like to note that we had a number of our members who live in Anaconda who could not attend the meeting today, but did submit supportive comments via the commission's email earlier this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marion. Any further public comment?
Chairman Colton, that looks like that is all the comment for that agenda item.
Yeah, this is Thomas Baumeister, held in the lead with the Montana chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and FWP staff, thank you very much for this project. Big thumbs up from the Montana chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Also appreciate Mike's comment about the history and to sort of recognize that we're standing on the shoulders of giants like Chris and many others who have moved this project along. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Baumeister. Any further comment? Seeing none, I'll return it back to the commission for any comment or discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Sweathouse Creek Conservation.